Currently, I'm in Boon Lay Place. This is a typical neighborhood in the Jurong area, near to the Boon Lay Market and Hawker Center. In this area, there are mainly two-room flats, two-room rental flats, three-room flats. The demographic of this area are mainly the lower to middle income. Today, this content, as per my video, is everyday property. I want to talk about the challenges people who are living in this area. How do they break through, especially for the young people? Because for those that are staying in such an area, you will know that 1 + 1 is not equal to 2. I'm one good example. I used to stay in a 3-room flat in Bedok. That is the place I was born. And subsequently, when I get married, I deliberately, yes, deliberately, buy a 3-room HDB flat so that my children can be immersed into the HDB environment and understand who are the neighbors, the environment. So, having said that, for those young people who are staying in this area, I sense your frustration. I sense your anxiety to uplift yourself, to move away from this area, or to upgrade from this humble HDB flat. Don't underestimate this simple HDB flat here, because one day, put it into record, you can possibly upgrade to a private property or even to a landed property if you work hard enough. Well, it's not going to be easy. One good example I would like to share with you is my former CEO, or currently the executive chairman of PropNets, Mr. Ismail Gaffo. He is one good example. In this book, he has mentioned how he used to stay in the rental flat in Lengkong Bahru. And from there, he worked hard, worked very hard, even though he's a minority race in Singapore. He takes advantage of the social system in Singapore. And remember, Singapore practice meritocracy. If you are good, you move up. That is how he takes advantage of the system in place, work his way through, and today, he's a very successful businessman, in my opinion. So here, for fellow Singaporeans who are living in such an environment, this is your stepping stone. Whether you want to upgrade to move to a bigger property for your family, as well as for yourself, it's all up to you.